Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners and the Management Learning Journal. This is a supplement to episode 96, where we discuss Shoshana Zuboff's In the Age of the Smart Machine, The Future of Work and Power, published in 1988 by Basic Books. Zuboff's work examines several cases of organizations introducing information technologies into the workplace, hoping to improve organizational performance, transparency, and collaboration. Instead, the introduction of such technologies actually dehumanized the workplace and ushered in new ways of managerial surveillance. The book was based on 10 years of ethnographic field study in multiple organizations from a variety of industries, but the themes were essentially the same. The promises of such technologies were unfulfilled because of the changes they demanded of the organizational power structures. She conducted the studies in the early 1980s as mainframe computers gave way to the early desktop computers. Rapid advances in software promised opportunities to automate the management of industrial processes, hoping to make it easier to spot and correct troubles and creating records of organizational activity that could be examined and used for training and coaching. Workers could use the information to collaborate and work together better, and satisfaction would improve. But alas, in too many cases, the results were the opposite. Zuboff derived a three-element framework around which to cluster her major findings, and these were knowledge, authority, and technique. One part of the book was devoted to each. In Part 1 on knowledge and computer-mediated work, she recounts two histories on the meaning of work, a blue-collar history and a white-collar history. The blue-collar history presents how conceptions of work began as physical exertion, and one measured the quality of one's work using the five senses of sight, touch, smell, taste, and hearing. However, automation in the workplace replaced this sensory experience with abstractions, data on a screen, which did not provide the same sense of satisfaction or involvement with the work. White-collar work similarly evolved from managers acting on numbers or figures to inform decision-making to seeing the automation doing it all for them. In Part 2, Zuboff discusses authority, and the aim was to show how automating technologies affected it. As in Part 1, she opens Part 2 with a detailed history, this time of managerial authority, where it came from, and what justified the manager's abilities to direct subordinates to do something. This included privileged access to information. But when she then presented the results of her studies, she showed that automating work undermined such authority because information about the work was now available to everyone, which then caused managers to reassert control over information and reestablish their power. Zuboff also showed that automation gave the abilities of managers to monitor the activities of their subordinates, and this was the subject of Part 3, which she called Technique, or the Material Dimension of Power. She uses the metaphor of the panopticon, a building constructed so that one central figure could see the activities of everyone inside all at once. The information panopticon was therefore the capability to use technology as a means of control, the precise opposite of what the introduction of such technologies was intended to accomplish. Her conclusion describes how organizations could or should use technologies to best serve both managers and employees and produce better, more productive organizations and better motivated workforces. But fast forward to present day, and the dysfunctional behaviors that Zuboff experienced in her studies seem to have taken hold. It did not need to be this way, and Zuboff's proposed strategies remain useful for integrating technologies to their fullest for the benefit of workers, managers, and the organization as a whole. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com. or through your favorite podcast streaming service. We also thank the Management Learning Journal for their generous support and the support of our wonderful listeners. Thank you for listening and have a great day.